USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple unions throughout the nation are going on strike. About 10,000 members of the UAW are on strike against John Deere after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. They joined 2,000 hospital workers and 1,400 Kellogg's workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee already off the job. President Biden is continuing to promote vaccine mandates, although the Washington Post reported last month that vaccine mandates imposed by hospitals have led to many unvaccinated workers to leave or be terminated, which is exacerbating a shortage in skilled nursing and bedside care. There were also 173,000 fewer school employees in September 21 than in February 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A postal worker is shot and killed in a Denver suburb.
New information on the shooting death of a postal carrier in Longmont, Colorado yesterday afternoon. They now say it was an act of domestic violence. The Longmont police chief saying they arrested 26-year-old Devon Schreiner yesterday, charging her with first-degree murder. The unidentified victim was reportedly Schreiner's ex-girlfriend. Now, police say they don't have all the answers yet to just what happened, and they're urging people to help if they can.
If you have video cameras in that area, that would be incredibly helpful for us.
Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Best Buy is starting its early Black Friday sales this coming Tuesday. The sale will run for 4 days, and then the official Black Friday sale will begin on November 19th. The deals that begin next week will be covered by a Black Friday price guarantee if prices go lower. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden continues to promote his vaccine mandate, many members of the military are thinking about leaving the service because of the government's mandate on COVID-19 vaccinations. The Archbishop overseeing Catholics in the U.S. military on Tuesday issued a statement supporting members of the service who cite religious reasons for refusing a vaccine. Missouri Republican Congressman Vicki Hartzler tells Newsmax TV losing all these service members will create a national security crisis.
Well, it's tragic. I have been texting and visiting with many of the service members in Missouri. And they have been going through a heart-wrenching decision-making process with their families, but many of them are going to decide to walk away from their military careers, and it is breaking their hearts. They are loyal to this country. They have served honorably, and they just do not feel comfortable for various reasons in taking this vaccine. And we're going to have a real national security crisis on our hands, losing these military leaders, these servicemen and women who have served our nation for years, because our government is forcing them to undergo a medical procedure they do not feel comfortable with.
Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.